Most of us familiar with the word dharma. Dhamma is a word that most of us are familiar with. Buddhist, when they use this word, and they are talking about teachings of Buddha. And you know that all other religions, when they use this term Dharma, they also talking about their teachings. Really, what it is? Earlier, about a few thousand years ago, when people talk about this word, they really use this word or this term to describe the reality. To describe the reality. What is the reality? What's the reality with you? What is the reality with environment? What is underneath your experience? To describe that, to explain that, they use this word Dharma. So basically, Dharma, that's a Sanskrit word Dharma, in Pali we call it Dhamma. So some of you are familiar with holy wars, and some cultures name it Dharma war. Holy war is equal to Dharma war. To prove your Dhamma is, my Dhamma is right and your Dhamma is wrong, then they fight. So basically, Dhamma is beyond you see, Dhamma is beyond you hear, Dhamma is beyond you your experience. To describe the reality, they use this term Dharma. What it is? What is Dharma for us? If you really look at yourself, or if you want to observe yourself, what do you experience? This moment, we are just doing something. But by end of the day, you might say, well, I did many things today. And once when you talk about last year, then you said, well, I was doing many things in last year. But really, what has happened to you? You have done many things, then with that time, you are going through your age, you are aging, and you turn into 1 year older. So what is the reality there? With every moment, you are subject to aging. Your body is going through this aging process. Whoever born into world, till we die. With sunrise, in the morning you have sunrise, in the evening you have sunset. So to describe this reality, earlier people used this name Dharma. Dharma is something beyond your control. You cannot do anything, you cannot control it. So that, and sometimes people call it nature. What is happening? The people use this term to understand or observe the reality. The reality, you don't observe it right away. You don't notice it right away. You have to pay attention, then go beyond. Once when you see the reality, this is what happened. If you keep attention with the morning, then by just living in the morning, you cannot see the evening. To see morning and evening at the same time, you need to step out. and observe, or you need to have wider anger. To observe the reality, you should detach from the experience. To observe yourself, you should detach from you. So earlier people start to believe the teachers, observers, then they start to follow. And when somebody describes something that you cannot experience, they start to believe it. When somebody describes something you cannot explain, they start to believe it. While believing that, they call this my Dharma. So then people with their experience, with their capacity, they start to describe things as they observe. Look at the scientist. When they describe some theories, when they talk about some theories, those theories have some conditions. Those conditional based theories, even what you describe, that is conditional based. Look at how narrow we are, how narrow vision we have. We don't know anything about us before birth. You cannot experience. You do not have memory. By not having memory, we cannot say, I don't have past life. Or you cannot say anything. Then there you need to believe somebody. There you need to follow somebody's teaching. There you need to have somebody who can tell something. Okay, then you need somebody to explain it. But if you limited to your experience, or if you limited to your understanding, what's happened to us? You cannot say you were not in this world as 1 month old baby by not knowing what you were thinking. Just think about, what did you do at age 6 months?
Not much.
Well, do you remember anything? No. We should be realistic. What are the thoughts you have while you are having birth? Did you have any pain? You can't say anything. Even we don't remember that, then how can we remember something beyond that? What did you do while you are in mother's womb? You don't know anything. Since you cannot describe, can you say, well, I was not in mother's womb? No. Because now with your wider angle, you see, no, I was there, but what is, honestly, you can say, I was not remember. I didn't know. I'm not remember. So that is where we need somebody who can see, who know more than us. That's why people have to believe some people, some teachers. Then they start fight to prove my belief system is right. Hello, I'm the correct one. Everyone think they are right. Everyone think they are perfect. So there was a group of young people, and they listened to Buddha once. Then they noticed one thing. What they noticed Buddha never asked them to follow, or Buddha never told them, I am the correct and just listen to me. Then they were surprised with that, because all other teachers what they have visited, they used to say, well, forget everything else, I am the correct one, and forget everybody else, you should follow this. So they noticed the difference with the Buddha's teachings. Like if you are familiar, I mean, you can apply this into anything. I know in Bhagavad Gita, Krishna was saying, sarva dhammam parityajya tammevam sugatam bhava. In Sanskrit. That means all this dhamma, forget all the dhamma, just follow what I say. That is what we have heard from all the teachers. What is behind there? Fear. So when these young people approach to Buddha, they ask Buddha, we were surprised with this. So all these teachers used to tell us, follow this. So what is different in this method? Then Buddha came up, Buddha gave a wonderful teaching. What I am saying is wonderful is, it is allowing us to be open. He said, do not even believe what I say. That is not going to help you until you understand what you want to do, until you understand who you are. It is not helping you. Do not follow me, or do not believe me. And then he came up with 10 ideas not to follow anything according to this. Number one, do not believe anything because your holy book says. Do not believe anything because your teacher says. Even do not believe something that it's going with your theories. Even do not believe anything even you see, even you hear. And do not believe anything if somebody forces you to believe. Of course, in this time of the world, we are not doing that. And do not believe anything because your father or your generation, your past families and your ancestors believe. You have to observe, then ask yourself, why am I doing this? With curiosity, with observation, with observe, you notice what it is. Then notice what you know and what you don't know. Just notice it rather than describing something what you can't experience. If you don't know anything, open yourself to know that. That will help you to realize. So then all the time these people was trying to describe what is happening in the physical world. Then they call it dharma. Physical world is subject to decaying, aging, and it is subject to impermanence. So Buddha, what is the important thing of him? Actually, not really him. There were some other observers before him. When they look at human body or human mind, they came up with two ideas. They understood we are subject to pain. There are seven categories. Seven categories bring us pain. Aging, nobody likes this aging. But aging really brings us pain. And especially think about, you have seen some older people and who cannot walk properly. And once when you see one of them, and immediately we have a thought, I don't want to be one of them who cannot do things what they want to do. All the time, when you are going through a young age, we don't think. We don't want to be old, and also we don't think, well, one day I'll be one of them. You don't think that. That's how we blind. Even though you have knowledge, well, yeah, I'll be old, but you are not ready to think about it. You are not really thinking about it. Because you think that is a way. You don't think that is coming near future. You always think that is far away, aging. And then death is painful. And to work with unpleasant, it's painful. Depart thing from pleasant, leaving from friends, it's painful. Sickness, it's painful. All these changes, what is happening? Just think, okay, your car getting old, car subject to accident, buildings, house subject to accident, economy going up and down, subject to change. All these and changing environment is subject to pain. All these things bring in pain that you don't have control there. You do not have any control there. Since those are happening every day. Those are happening every day. So, when these things happen, what happened to us? What's happened to our mind? Since you don't like those things will bring emotions. Those things will bring emotions. Now, those people in the past who really look at your mind, they observe these two reality is existing. Changes, there is one reality, what is happening to environment and your body, there is reality. Second one, having emotions. You don't have help there, and that's also subject to human body or human mind. Once when you have emotions, you experience pain. So these emotions are the conditions. Emotions are the reasons for pain. Because once when you have these emotions, what do? You have to do something, otherwise it is not comfortable. Those are the two reality people have observed. But then Buddha came up with the idea, said, no, you can stop it. How do you stop it? Then basically his teaching is the practice, how to practice, how somebody can practice to stop it. So, first of all, to stop it, you should observe who you are. You should observe what is happening. It allows you to understand what exists. By realizing what exists, you will have proper thoughts. You will not have blind thoughts. You will not have unrealistic thoughts. You will have realistic thoughts. Your intentions will be realistic. So it's allow you to speak something you know. It's allow you to not to speak you don't know. It's allow you to be honest with your speech. And you will not hurt anybody with your speech. You will not use useless words. You will not do useless speech. Gossips. You only speak what you know. You will not involve, or you are not, you will not living in the dreams, or you are not living in the fantasy. So the one who observe properly will have proper words, will have proper thoughts that will lead into proper livelihood and useful livelihood. Will not harm anybody and will not harm yourself. That will be your livelihood. With your lifestyle, you will not do even any single harm to somebody. That allow you to respect yourself, that allow you to respect others. Once when you become one of this person, then you will have great mindfulness, concentration. That will allow you to see, that will allow you to cultivate yourself. So this path will lead you to cultivate yourself. Start from observations, proper observe. Once when you start to observe, that will go with step by step and will lead you to cultivate yourself. While you are cultivating yourself, what is happening? as a person who who's cultivating yourself will realize, well, these, I do not have to worry with that, because that is the reality. That allow you to go away from some conditions what bring the pain. That's how you will lose the pain. You will have less pain in that way. By realizing the conditions, you will not involve with the conditions. By removing those conditions, you will not have pain. So that is the Dharma what Buddha is trying to describe. So it's basically, that's the reality of the human mind. That's the reality of mind. Questions? Yes?
About 3 years, so we can. Perfect. So if we kind of remove ourselves and do the mindfulness, then, I mean, it's just sort of like looking at yourself, basically. And when you have, you know, these issues.
Mm-hmm.
So when you say recognizing the conditions and removing the conditions which result in the emotions which cause the pain.
Yes.
That and often the conditions are really created in our mind. They aren't real.
Exactly. They are not real. But we create conditions.
About how something shouldn't exist that does exist.
Mm-hmm.
And so we create some thought in our mind that creates the condition for my pain,
yes,
emotion, unhappiness, or anger.
Yeah, you know, look at this. If conditions are not real,
yes,
then your pain is unnecessary pain. But you experience this pain from your body. That's part of your body.
Mm-hmm.
Then you're struggling with that. Even you involve with emotions, and you can cry and you can scream. Then why do you scream? Why do you cry? For something unnecessary brings these things. But you experience that at the moment, at present. Maybe think about this. How many times you have cried to change the past? How many times you have edited those stories, what happened in the past? Then thinking about it, and then you worry. Once when you come into this moment, you will understand that it's unnecessary. No matter how much I cry, if I cannot change it, what is the meaning of these tears? So that's the understanding helps you to come to the realistic world. That's the understanding you will use to realize the reality. So that is moving yourself to forward. Great. That is great. Because you understand everything I said. The Buddha gave a wonderful simile to describe what he says, and he said, "My Dhamma is a raft to cross the river, not to carrying it." If somebody cross the river by using this raft, leave it there. You go alone and don't carry it. So there was a king a long time ago, and then he understood that if he see a woman, then it's bringing lust. Then he asked all these women to cover their face. That way he can understand whether it's a woman or man. So you try to, at the beginning people try to control the outside. The people who really look inside, they thought, no, this in here, it's like you are trying to, like if you have wound on your leg, you are trying to treat it on your hand, something like that. So.
So around that of the emotions, to ask, what are my thoughts that are fueling this powerful emotion?
Yes.
Understand that is to come to not be a victim.
Yeah, even do not run away from the emotion. Try to observe it. Oh, what is this? Who is this friend? Even negative emotions, look at it as a friend. Oh, who is this friend? You know, once when you have that kind of attitude, you will not really refuse it. You just observe it freely, what it is. You know, who is this anger friend? Oh, who is that? You know, by just looking, having that attitude, it's allow you to see what it is. Yes.
Yeah, because we can't, as human beings, we can't stop that emotion.
Not only human beings, look at the animals, even they experience emotions, and all this subject to all living beings. Well, it is better to understand, it is better to observe this sleeping lion inside. Then by understanding and by observing this sleeping lion, you can change the picture inside. So that way, you really can take this lion out and place yourself back. So, people call, you know, people use in a different, using different word according to their religion. Some people say God living in you. Buddhist people say Buddha living in you, Buddha within you. So, what is the meaning? Of course, you are taking this lion out, you place the God inside you. Take the lion out, you place the Buddha inside you. Now, if you place the Buddha or God inside, what's happened? You're supposed to experience all good and happiness.
Amen.
So, that is what actually we are doing by observing. We stop complaining outside. Because that is what we were keeping doing all the time and we were trying to change. It's like you are treating the wound, hand wound to leg or something. You are doing treatment to wrong thing. You have no choice about outside.
Right.
You have no choice. You cannot change the weather. Only you can enjoy it. No matter how bad snow, still you can enjoy it.